Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 170. The Word Against Moroni. Mormonism. Part 2. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the second month, on the ninth day of the second month.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. This country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun.
Dear Dan, in the 4 weeks between the email exchange and the party, which occurred on 2 February 2013, I was thrust into the wrestling ring with Moroni and the familiar spirit he is working through in P9A's life, and by influence, his family. Plus, there is the ongoing propaganda machine from Satan that seeks to remove, drown out, or at least pollute the Word of God on any given subject. But the Word is alive in his servants, and their voice and presence is greater, stronger, sharper than the devil's. Most of what I experienced were a bunch of mental what-if scenarios pertaining to the day of the party, such as I would have to contend with P9A wanting to work on me, or there might be an argument about why I know that Mormonism is a deception. At one point during the month, M said that she was wondering if a treatment from P9A might not help the arthritis in her knees. I reminded her of my position, but said she was free to do what she wanted. But toward the end of January, Angel Gabe asserted that there would be a victory. And of course, he was right. He knew this by the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Moroni himself was pretty wimpy. It is the deception working through the words given to Joseph Smith that has the greater effect. Others like Smith gravitate toward his words and agree with his persecution complex, thus perpetuating the doctrines of deception. We arrived on the night of the party at my in-law's house safely. I was a little pensive at what I might have to deal with, but that was mollified by the word given to Angel Gabe about certain victims. P9 had arranged so that M's closest friends arrived earlier and were already gathered in the house along with my in-laws. So as we walked into the living room, with a very hearty surprise and happy birthday greeted us. The room was already full of laughter and good humor that lasted until the end of the party. And I knew that as long as laughter and humor prevailed, I would have an easy night. And that's exactly what happened. There was no mention of anything Mormon, nor is there any talk of giving demonic treatments to anyone's aches or pains. When goodness prevails, it displaces evil. Outside air, spirit, is brought in through authorized channels, the Word, and is cleaned, filtered, and conditioned to provide maximum comfort to the occupants. A spiritual positive air pressure is formed that pressurizes the building, in this case the birthday party, that keeps dust, sin, and odors, evil spirits, outside when any door or window is open. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.